Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay. All right.
Blue Magic, that's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is when you chop my dope down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, and then you call it Blue Magic, that is trademark infringement. You understand what I'm saying?
Hey y'all, it's your girl D Scott, and it is Tell the Truth Tuesday, August 16th, 2016, and life is good. So let me just tell you about my truths for today. So one of my truths is this. Oh, we don't got no damn music. One of my truths is that, you know, in life things happen, right? And there's a reason for everything that happens. And so my son actually made the team that he tried out for, so that's one of my truths. That's really good. I don't know that they have a JV, so he might just be sent straight to varsity. My other truth is that for the first time in a long time, I had to shut down my Instagram page and make it private. My other truth is that I'll be removing my Instagram page as well as my Twitter page from my website. So, because I just feel like I give people a lot of access, you know what I'm saying, to me. And even though I am very paranoid about certain things and I take the necessary precautions so that people don't mix, you know, what I do for a living with who I am. I'm the same fucking person, but I just don't want to cross, you know, the two and haphazardly be posting shit that later on I find out somebody's doing some shit, too, or whatever. So my other truth is that, you know, amazing as always, every time I get the chance to be able to open up my head and open up my mind to new things in business or just to revamp my business, it's like a refreshing, you know, a refresher course. So a lot of times if you're on my Instagram page, you'll see that, you know, one day I could be in one city, the next day I'm in a different city, because that's how I have to make moves. So today I get back, you know, to take my son to his practice, my car won't start. My truck. So I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. You know what I mean? I don't drive the truck anywhere anyway. It's like my work truck. I just go, you know, back and forth and do what I need to do. So I'm sitting here bugging out, and then because I keep forgetting my sister's a goddamn mechanic, literally, like a real one, went to school for it, the whole shit. She comes, changes out the battery. That's all that was wrong with it, and I'm good. The part that I think upset me the most was that I didn't have anybody to call. You know, my brothers are working, you know, the one, you know, just went to sleep. My sister's, you know, was at work. She came over afterwards. So my son missed his first day of practice due to the fact that literally my car would not start. And I have a brand new truck. My truck's not old. It's not, you know, 10, 15 years old. So it was just a battery issue, you know, and the battery's probably 4 years old because I bought the truck brand new off the lot. So it was time, you know. And so that got me to thinking about certain things that it's time, you know. So we depend on a car to take us from point A to point B. But what if there is no car? What's the next best, you know, thing? Is I'm like, okay, well, we could have walked. We could have caught a cab. We could have, you know, caught the bus. We could have done all these things that are still within relative proximity, but there was no time. So that's why I always tell you people that wasted time is worse than wasted money, because had I known the car didn't work, now, mind you, I had just used it, you know, like 2 days ago. You know, it was fine. So no indicators. Everything in my car lights up, you know, in my truck lights up. No indicators, no nothing. So now that, you know, we have everything situated, my sister came, changed that shit out within 2.5 seconds. I was like, damn, it's like that. So for me, you know, the fact that, and this is what always happens to me when I have to look at my circle of trust and my circle of friends and the people that I deal with. When I look around and I say, who can I call that can come get me right now if I needed them to, based on their profession or whatever, whatever, it's nobody, right? And so then you wonder why I'm so harsh, right? What if I didn't have it where I had to change my battery and then get this done and get that there? What if I just didn't have it? What if it wasn't in the budget? And that's a reality for a lot of people. Who can I call? Hit it, Keith. Nobody. I don't have anybody. And that's why, that's one of the reasons why I don't majorly fuck with anybody. Because if I feel like, and if I'm stranded, I'm just thankful that it was in front of the house and not, you know, when I had took my son to practice or not in a parking lot somewhere or not, you know what I mean? I'm just thankful that, you know, we weren't, he missed a practice. It's okay. You understand what I'm saying? But like I explained to my son, and y'all don't know this, but I said, when I'm getting ready to travel, a lot of times I arrive in the city the night before. And the reason for that is because I'm the, like, worst luck person ever. Like, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen when I'm in the car. Or it's going to happen when it's my turn to get on the plane. It really is. And so what ends up happening is I end up having to get to cities a day early just to deal with it, just in case there's fuckery, just in case I miss my flight, just in case. Dude, I missed a flight at 6 p.m. one time. It wasn't 6 a.m. It was 6 p.m. and I missed it. I missed a flight one time because I got there. Everything was on time, right? And then I missed a flight because I couldn't get through, what's the shit, the security shit. You know what I'm saying? It was a security thing. So it's just like, you know what I mean? I don't have time to be, I don't have time to be wasting, so I always plan things like a day in advance so that I'm able to get to where I need to be and do what I need to do. So when you're looking at a situation and you look around and you're like, okay, well, who is the person? I mean, family, that's without saying. Saladin, Sakendra, you know, my brother's at work. But, you know, I just posted a show the other day on why I'm single, and I'm single because I don't feel comfortable or close enough to anybody that if something like that is happening to my car or if I'm stranded or if I needed a short, if I needed anything, I wouldn't feel comfortable asking any of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Just because y'all ain't that dude and I don't try. Listen, if I told somebody, I have somebody right now that I could call and be like, come by my house and grab me. And he would tell you, like, I don't even know where you live. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it comes to a place where, like I said, I was like, there's no going back from this. You know, when I had financial hardships probably about, 7, 8 years ago, give or take. And one of the reasons that I'm not friends with somebody currently is because during that time, not only could you not help, and I've talked about this before, not only did you not help, but you sat there and then accused me of like, well, you must be doing something else with your money. No, I'm just out here living. So for as strong as I am and for all these other things, people keep forgetting I'm still a single mother. I still have the responsibility of feeding this child. I am the sole parent of this child because the other parent lives 3,000 miles away in Texas. So there is no way that, you know what I'm saying? Like, he can't do shit from there. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have anybody really that's in close proximity to me that can really get shit done. So that's why I'm so, like, harsh with it, and I'm not going to apologize for the shit because it really is just me out here just grinding, doing what the fuck I need to do to make sure that when shit like this happens, and as I should because I'm an adult, you know. But ladies, let me tell you this, and you men too, if you fucking with somebody and your battery need changed out on your car and he can't help you or he can't do it himself, you might want to look at who you fucking with. If you a dude and a motherfucker can't even call you and check and see if you okay and somebody in your crew got shot up, you understand what I'm saying? You probably shouldn't be fucking with him. You understand what I'm saying? If you feel like that person wouldn't have your back, like that's not the person that you call in case of an emergency, you probably shouldn't be getting naked with them either. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm guilty of that too. You know what I'm saying? I've done it before too, like fucked with somebody that I was like, oh, you know what? They probably would, you know what I'm saying? If this happened to me, they probably wouldn't even help me. You know what I'm saying? I've had motherfuckers where I said, look, this is what's going on. This person is a problem. Go talk to them. And they're like, well, you know, nah, that's not what the fuck I asked you. I asked you to go talk to them because you don't want me to talk to them. You understand what I'm saying? So no turning back, no going back, basically is me saying that, you know what I'm saying, if I made the decision to cut somebody out of my life, then I mean it. You know what I'm saying? If I made the decision that I want people that are more like a partner to me than I do somebody that's really I'm in a relationship with, then that's what I mean, because there's no point. Like, if I have to do everything myself and my sister's my mechanic and then, you know, I got my brother over here, if I need something, he's the bank, and then my other sister, you know, that's my accountant. Like, what exactly are you going to come in here and do? You know what I'm saying? Now, I want to get to the other stuff that was sourcing out in Vegas and everything else. I mean, it's just a tremendous show. It almost looks like a mall walk. Just every store that you can think of, including Charlotte Russe and all of them, they all display there. So, you know, obviously the goal is to be able to get my line there, but it's a minimum, I think it's 5 racks to put, like, you know, and you have to build the store. So this is something that I've been looking into for the last year, but now they're doing different sections of the magic show called Swim, and then they also have Poolside, which is where you do a smaller show. So it's a smaller number of people. I mean, you're talking the magic show gets probably, I would say, like almost 100,000 people through there from all over the world. That's where the major retailers and the buyers, they go to get their product. So obviously I didn't go there wearing any of my gear, because you also have bootleggers that are there to look at what's the next hot thing and the next, you know, style, and they're looking to copy it, and we're not there yet. So I'm not ready to see my shit bootlegged, although, yeah, I tried it. I really did 2 years ago. You know it's bad when I'm up drinking coffee, okay, because a motherfucker been up, out, and about all goddamn day for the last 24 hours. So, and it's, like I said, I spoke about Alejandra G last night. Like, it's amazing to see how she still is out there with her fan base and how she's, you know, working with people, and she herself makes sure that she goes to all the events to make sure that things are handled properly and, you know, things like that. So, I mean, if she can do it, I mean, she doesn't have kids, but if she could do it, you know, that gives me the inspiration to say, like, I can do it. I don't need to, you know what I mean, like, feel like, oh, you know, you should delegate some of the responsibility. Shit, not yet. You know, I can't. You know what I'm saying? I really can't get into that right now. So I just feel like, you know, it was just an amazing experience. I wish that the parties that be that were supposed to go were there, because I think it would have changed his entire mind about anything that, just thinking so small. And again, you know, I think big too, but I also have to think about financing, because, again, I don't go to the bank and pull out money from a loan. I go to the bank and pull out money I actually went and worked for, that I actually went and sold shit for. You understand what I'm saying? So now it's time to take things to the next level. We got shut down about the mall situation, because I know some of y'all were looking for me over there by Timberland in the Factory Outlet Mall, so you got to blame it on the mall. You know, they got Spencer's in there that sells everything from anal beads to, you know, T-shirts with ignorant sayings on them, but I can't sell my product. I mean, you should, you know, we got to reevaluate that. However, I feel like, everything is rejuvenated. I always usually feel like that after I've, you know, come off some sort of, you know, trip or something like that. So the next trip was supposed to be Kentucky. We're looking like we're going to have to take that off the map, because we have other things that need to get done. Boom's getting ready to go back to school. And so, again, these are things that I'm not saying his father's not involved. I'm just saying I'm the one that's here. So I pay 100% attention to my son. I pay 100% to this food that I cook every day. I pay 100% to what's going on in my home and my vehicle. And I'm just thankful that I have a sister that's a frickin' mechanic. You know what I'm saying? That was able to come over and say, oh, yeah, and your inspections, do you need to get that done? Let me go ahead and take your car and get that done for you as well. So, I mean, if the main people in your life that are got your back and that are helping you are females and they're in your family, you understand what I'm saying? And you got to see where men, I'm kind of just like, okay, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not impressed, and I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really interested in going forward with any of that. So in addition to that, I spoke to Escabel. He was supposed to, which if you guys are following me on Instagram already, at miss.d.scott, the gentleman that I actually posted on my page, I've actually played his music on here before. I've actually, you know, had him as a Man Crush Monday before. All that other stuff, nice-looking cat, from Houston, Texas. So he was going to call into the show, but I haven't been in communication with him today. So we'll get him on the show, ladies. Don't worry. Don't get too, don't say too much, but we'll get him on the show. So, because he might have had to go and handle his business. But definitely, there's no going back from that. You know, once you've seen certain shit, and I believe it was Chris Rock that said, women can't go back when they see certain shit financially, and men can't go back when they see certain shit sexually. So that's where I'm at. So I can't go back to just being like, you know, well, I'm going to just work these days and just, nah, I'm trying to get all the money. I'm trying to make as much money as I can to be able to do everything that I want to do, you know what I'm saying, so that we can start with major distribution. We're getting ready to get our print machine and all that other stuff, you know, available so my son can start doing a lot of the work himself. No outsourcing until we can either get to Colombia or get to the Philippines, and that's just where I'm at. So, you know, today there's not really a rant. Like I said, it started out bad because, you know, the car wouldn't start. But like I told my son, you don't know for what reason that the car didn't start today. You don't know if we were supposed to be in some sort of accident. You don't know, you know, for what reason the car didn't. It didn't even make any sense because the car is new. So, you know what I mean? So, whatever. Like I said, when I miss flights, I don't trip. I don't know for what reason I wasn't on that flight. You know what I mean? So I never trip off stuff like that. But like I told my son, this is why you have to have a plan A, B, C, and the rest of the fucking alphabet. You know, but the only thing that misconstrued today was time. You know, he didn't have his bag packed the night before. He didn't have, you know, his water together. He, you know, he didn't have any of that stuff. Woke up, ate breakfast late. These are things that you have to have ready to go. You know what I'm saying? So that in a situation like that, we should have been able to just get out the car and say, okay, well, we still good. We can still get there. Let's call a cab, or let's do this, or let's do that. We were already damn near running late. We have 5 minutes to get there. At that point, I don't want my kids showing up to practice 30 minutes late. You know what I mean? 40 minutes late. So I told him, I said, now we know better, we got to do better. So it's the same thing in relationships, whether business or personal. If you know better, you do better. If you don't know better, you're going to keep going back to the same thing. You know, but me, just even after today, I have to have a safety net. I have to feel like I can call somebody and be like, hey, I had nobody to call today. That was not working, that, you know, that I deal with, that I could say, hey, can you come grab me real quick and take the baby to the you know, to his practice? First of all, because I don't trust none of y'all motherfuckers. Second of all, because you don't know where I live. And then third of all, I don't feel like involving other people in my shit because I'm not that close to you. And that's sad that you could deal with somebody for almost a year and feel like I'm not that close to you that I feel like I could ask you for a favor. You know what I mean? And absolutely nothing to do with money, just a favor. Can you drop me and my kid off over here? You know, and pick me up. My brothers, of course. So that's why I don't feel bad that, you know, this gentleman was not able to come on the trip with me. I don't feel bad because at the end of the day, like I said before, people forget that just because I'm out here grinding doesn't mean that I'm not still a single mom, that I still don't have to struggle through certain things. It might not be financial, but it's definitely other things I struggle with my son. And you didn't see me 7-8 years ago, you know what I'm saying, before I had to come home, you know, in Florida, truly struggling, okay? Truly struggling, paying the babysitter, which we had a nanny, damn near more than what I was making just so I could go to work and have a job. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, with that being said, like I said, today I humbled myself. Today I was like, you know what, wasn't in the cards for you to go. It was a great day to run as well, but, you know, I said, we know for tomorrow we'll have to be ready and set to go, even though my sister came over and fixed my car literally in 5 minutes. Literally in fucking 5 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So thank God for her. And you know what, guys? Hopefully we'll get Escobar on the show. I'm going to wring his neck, but hopefully we'll get him on the show next week. I want to get him on Tell the Truth Tuesday because I want to hear 5 of his truths. Of course I do. Y'all know I'm petty like that. But like I said, hopefully by in the next couple of days, my Twitter and my Instagram will be taken off the website because some of y'all have taken this access too far. And my wish and my hope is that, you know, if people want to listen to my show, they listen to it based on because they stumbled upon it. You know, my ratings are excellent. My one show is up 200%. The last Tell the Truth Tuesday I did last week that says you are not entitled, that show is up 200%. Thank you very much for that. So, and people often ask, you know, do you get paid for being on Blog Talk Radio? Well, actually, yes, I do. You understand what I'm saying? So that's why, and I've been consistent for 2 years, and it doesn't matter how much it is. Just know that I do get paid to be on air. When I first started, I didn't, but now, you know, I've built some things up. So, yeah, I do get deposits on that. I get, you know, and that's what I do. But when you're a mom, that's what you do. You're going to hustle and do whatever you need to do. You know, I'm just thankful that I get to do my hustling standing up and not laying down. Not knocking anybody that does. It's just I don't even like nobody enough to even want to share fucking air with them right now. So there's no going back from that. The shit that I seen this weekend, there's no going back from that. The shit that I experienced last week, there's no going back from that. You know, you spooked me one time with your creepiness, and that's it. I'll shut the whole fucking shit down, and I'll still get paid because people are going to still listen to the show. You know what I mean? So now you guys want to fucking lurk? Fine. You can lurk. I don't know how you're going to do it because I have to accept your request unless you – and I don't accept random bitches that I ain't never seen before. I don't accept random dudes unless we got something in common. Like we're supposed to be going to Art Basel in December. Again, we're going to try it again this year. Everything's booked. But if you're in Miami, I have a lot of friends down there from Miami, promoters, club people, Debbie Cota, all them, Wynwood Art Life Festival, which is, you know, a different section of the city down there. So I have all those things in place. A lot of Vegas promoters now, because when you hashtag Vegas, they'll, you know, they'll follow you. But if you just, like, creep up on my page and I don't know you, and especially females and shit, nah, man, fuck that. You ain't getting accepted. And it'll be like this for a while until further notice. But thank you guys for listening. Again, you know, every week the shows, I'm amazed that every week you guys listening and just keep tuning in, so I must be doing something right. But these are things that were on my head and were on my heart this week, so I had to, you know, get them off my chest. But you got to remember that there's a reason that certain things don't work out. Just like there was a reason this morning that my car didn't work. I traveled all this way to get the boy, did all these things, didn't go to sleep, to get the boy to practice, only to find out that something beyond my control, you know, the car just wouldn't start. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be thankful for the people that you do have that you can call in a grip, you know, because I don't have very many of those people. You know, and most of them I call family. So thank you guys for tuning in, listening for next week on Manic Monday. We'll get Esquivel on the show, that nice, fine chap that was on my show that I posted as my Man Crush Monday. Y'all know if I posted him, it's a reason for that. Because y'all had to understand that. Sometimes, you know, people get confused. I watched Catfish the other day. And it was the first time that I watched Catfish that I actually was on the dude's side that got victimized. Because normally I'm like, well, what was you doing, talking like you stupid, whatever, whatever. Well, the female that catfished him, she knew him. They were friends. And she told him, she said, when I look like that, because she stole a picture of one of her friends, she was like, you was going to talk to me, but you really fell in love with the person that's me. So you really in love with me. He was like, hold up. No, I'm not. I fell in love with the person that you portrayed yourself to be. And on one hand, I wanted to call this guy shallow and was like, that's fucked up. But this motherfucker, she looked like Precious times 10. And it's not to say that Precious is ugly, Gabrielle Sabide, nothing like that. It's just that I don't know what happened in your mind that first of all, you had to have known that you were behind the eight ball anyway, because you knew that he told you, I don't like big chicks, I don't like this kind of looking chick, I don't like chicks with beards, whatever, whatever. So that right there, she took that and then started a page and catfished this dude, which is fucked up. And when he found out, he was like, look, we're going to always be cool, but I told you up front, like, he was very clear with her 10 motherfucking times. I watched the shit. It was painful to watch. I'm like, girl, he don't want you. I don't know what else you want the fucking man to say. And I almost started feeling bad for the dude because I'm like, he don't get it. He trying to be as nice as he can, you know, to tell you that you shouldn't have did that because I'm not going to fuck with you. And it is shallow to say, and I tell y'all this all the time. I say I'm shallow because you know what? I can't see your personality from across the room. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go on these photos or I'm going to have to go on what I see when you present yourself. You know what I'm saying? So I felt bad, but he kept telling her 10,000 times, no, I'm not going to date you. And she was like, but that's not true. I mean, she is negotiating with this motherfucker about the fact that he likes her. He said, no, I don't like you. I like who you portrayed yourself to be. She said, why can't we date? He said, because I told you, you're not my type. Now, I don't know if I could be that harsh, but I will. You understand what I'm saying? Like, y'all got to stay the fuck away from me with that stupid shit trying to force me into situations I don't want to be in. You ain't going to trick me into no motherfucking relationship. If I want to go, I want to go willingly. I don't have to trick nobody into being with me. I shouldn't have to beg nobody. Nobody should have to beg somebody to be with you. If you say you're going to be a certain place at a certain time, you should be there. Because if not, that's waste of time. That means you wasted my fucking money. You know, that shit really bothered me the other day or last week when that motherfucker did that. We're talking about a different person, the one that should have been at this event, because that shit is like, oh, well, you was late. No, I wasn't. You could have just called and said, look, I'm going to be over here. People don't take into consideration the fact that sometimes I don't go to bed till 12 noon. You understand what I'm saying? Like yesterday, today. You understand what I'm saying? I don't sleep. because I have stuff to do. I'm not leisurely like a lot of you motherfuckers that's, you know, quote-unquote entrepreneurs. I'm an entrepreneur, too, but I still have shit that needs to get done in a timely fashion. Like, as soon as I get off this call, I got to go baste and marinate this chicken to cook with this damn quinoa so I could finish doing what the fuck I was doing all day. But, again, thanks for listening, y'all. It's been a tremendous help. And like I said, if you've made a decision, ain't no going back. Everything got to be fresh and new for 2016 going into 2017. You want your situation to shift, then you got to start shifting things that you're doing. You got to stop being afraid to do it. Just go do it. And so like I said, I will talk to you guys next week on Manic Monday. I can't wait to see how this amazing week is going to play out. Thank you for listening, as always.